Simin Aleph, Mihem Haksherim Lichtav Svarim, Tfilin Umazuzos, Veliknais Mehem. From whom is it permitted to buy Svarim, Tfilin Umazuzos? Uboi Vav Seifim, there are six Seifim in this first Simin of the Sefer Kesa Sefer. Seif Aleph, Tanya, says in the Braisa, in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel. Omer Meir, Kishabasi Eitzel Rabbi Shmuel, when I came before Rabbi Shmuel, Omerli, he said to me, Bini, my son, Mamalachtecha, what do you do? Amarti loy lavlarani, I'm a sefer. Amarli, bini, hevezar bimalachtecha, be careful in your work, shemalachtecha melecha shamayim hi, because your work is melecha shamayim. Shema atam mechaser ois achas, perhaps you may miss one letter when you're writing, oi miyaser ois achas, or you'll add a letter when you're writing, nimtza machrev es kol oilam kulay. Should you do so, you can destroy the entire world. Mikan yireh ha-sefer, from this Gemara, the sefer can see, Echu tzarech liyos yoreh es Hashem ma'od. How careful, how much of yirei shamayim the sefer needs to be. Shem osa eis a kilkul, because should he do something wrong, ashalay osa eis a tikkun, or he neglects to correct something that needed to be corrected, kefi haroi, mapsid es nishmasai. He's losing his entire neshama, so to speak, ki hu goizel es harabim, because he's stealing from the tzibur v'gam machtiyam, and he's causing them to sin. Sheshruyim b'loy mitzvah sasei, because they will be lacking the mitzvah sasei of tefillin or mezuzos, u'mevorechim b'kol yoyim brachas levatola. V'olav ha'kosev ha'imer, regarding such a sefer, the pasuk says, v'chaytei echod ya'abed toiva harbe. One chaytei can cause the loss of a tremendous amount of good. V'nemar, oru oisim aleches Hashem b'rimiyah. Somebody who does not do Hashem's work faithfully, he does it with lack of honesty, such a person is cursed. Al kain, hu min aroi l'misha yesh koyach biyadeh, whoever has the power, limnoi seifrim muhuganim, to appoint proper seifrim, anshei emes, honest people, seinei betza, who don't take bribes, who are not in it for the money, balei Torah, the talmidei chachamim, yirei Elohim, v'charedim al dvaroi, people who have yira shamayim, b'kol ir v'iru b'kol plach u'plach. It would be a mitzvah to appoint such people to be the seifrim. K'mo shememanim sheichtim u'baitkim, the same way the rabbanim are careful to only appoint appropriate sheichtim u'baitkim, so too, they should only appoint appropriate seifrim. V'kol mi shekoisev sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos tovim u'ksherim, anyone who writes sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos, which are good and kosher, kifi kol yecholtei, to the best of his ability, schorei kofel u'mechupel v'nitzel midina shel gehenim, he'll have tremendous schar, which will be multiplied manifold, and he'll be saved from the dina shel gehenim. The Kesis quotes all this from the Dinei Ksivas Tefillin Mirev Avram Mizonenshaim, and the Lavush. Rabbi Avraham Mizonenshaim is the author of the Tikkun Tefillin and a Talmud of the Maram Mirotenberg. Says the Lishkas HaSofer, Sifkotin Aleph, Tzorech liyos yoreyes Hashem. Kosev HaPrimagodim, the Primagodim says, Uledaiti yoysem yishoichet. Not only does a Sofer have to be Yirei Shamayim, he has to be even a bigger Yirei Shamayim than a Shoichet. Kishom rak lav dinavela. If a Shoichet shechts in an unkosher way, and then provides that food to people, and they eat it, what are they being over? They're only being over the lav of nevela. V'kan mevatlin kol Yisrael esay v'kol yoyim. But when a sefer writes a pair of tefillin for somebody, which are not kosher, so those people are being mevatel mitzvah say every single day, mevarchim brachas levatala. The bracha on the tefillin is a bracha levatala. Vafilu nemer, and even if we'll say the loisase chomor meyase, that the loisase of eating nevela is more chomor than the essay, the bittel essay of not wearing tefillin, mikol makim bracha levatala sha'iver alav de loisisa yesha emrim de havid varteira. There are those that hold that a bracha levatala is an isidai raisa. So memela, since a bracha levatala on the tefillin is an isidai raisa, ubitziruf essay, the tziruf of the bittel essay of not wearing the tefillin, vadei chomer mishoichet, that's certainly worse than a shoichet who merely provides unkosher food to somebody. Should someone ask, aye, when you eat not kosher food, l'chayra, that's a bracha levatola as well. So l'maisa, that's tola in a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether that's a bracha levatola. And the Mishneh Brura, in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, Siv Katan Gimel, brings down from the Taz that if somebody ate a dvar iser b'shoigeg, he can even make birchus samozen on such a achila. So memela, you see that the Prima Gadim is understanding that that's not called a bracha levatola. Memela, when somebody wears pasul tefillin, so that's a bracha levatola and a bittul mitzvah say, as opposed to somebody who just eats nevela, he's only being over the lav of nevela, but there's no bracha levatola. V'hine ha-simla chadosha kosav b'dinei ha-shoichet. The simla chadosha says, when discussing the dinim of the shoichet, shetzarech sheyia yoideya sefer, that the shoichet has to be knowledgeable in limud ha-teira a little bit. Lilmoid me'atzmai ulahovin b'ktsas gemara and pirush rashi. He has to be somewhat learned. She'oz yesh le'lev maven li'zoer b'drachav she'yu metukanim, because if he's a learned person, there's a greater chance that he'll be able to be careful about what he needs to be careful about. V'chein yesh li'zoer gam b'sofer, and one should be careful regarding that with the sofer as well, that he should be a learned person. V'rizi lahatik po, it's appropriate at this juncture, says the Lishka, to quote Mashakasa B'Sefer Mishnes Chasidim. Now this is a misprint, it's supposed to say Mishnes Chachomim. And the Mishnes Chachomim was written by the Meram Chagiz. Yeah? So V'rizi lahatik po, Mashakasa B'Sefer Mishnes Chachomim, Sifrei Shchavches, V'ze L'shoinai, Mitoich Ksav HaRav. Who's the Rav? The Rav is the Meram Zakuto. That there's a letter over there in the Mishnas Chachamim in Sifrei Eish Chof Ches from the Meram Zakutai to the Rabbanim of Krakow. And in that letter, the Meram Zakutai writes the following. Yireh haroya, shiflus hador. One can see how low our generation is on. She'anu bai, shehu yosayim. Ve'ein derish, ve'ein mevakish, al dvarim ke'elu. There's nobody in charge of the matzav in Stam. She'heim berumai shel oilam, which is the most chashuv of things. Ve'chol reiku peiches, every good for nothing. Sheyadeya lichtav eze ksav ashuri mikulkul, who can write some warped form of ksav ashuri, mislabish betalis she'ene shaloi, he dresses up in a talis which is not his, umekabel smicha lioi sefer stam. Val sefer teirat filin umezuzois misefrim ke'elu yismichu ka'al ve'edavi yisrael akrevim arachoikim. And nebuch, people are being simach on Stam written by such seifrim, v'yalanu min ha'teima shanu tzaynakim ve'einanu nenin. Is it a wonder that we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're not answered? Matzmiya hizois. Poik chazei, uvda d'Reb Chizkiya v'Reb Yosi. If you look in the Zohar, in Parashas Acharei Mois, they bring a story over there, the Zohar brings a story of Reb Chizkiya and Reb Yosi, that they met, they were in a cemetery and they met the Mesim, and the Mesim told them that because of a psul in the Sefer Torah, they were not allowed into the Mesifta Shel Mala. So what was that story? V'todun minei, we can dan from that story with Reb Chizkiya and Reb Yosi. D'mal Yisrain Vav, d'havei b'kro v'shoysa ha'she'esa pirosos, d'ochu lahani masya mibei Mesifta. In the pasuk of v'shoysa ha'she'esa, over there was a extra Vav. And because of that extra Vav, they were not allowed into the Mesifta Shel Mala. So imagine, V'amrulu d'avei ha'sefer Torah posel, u'mashaker b'shmo d'malka. And because of that, they wouldn't let them learn in Shamayim. Ma'yasu b'sifrei Torah ha'nechta v'kol ha'chesreinus ha'amurim. So just imagine having a sefer Torah from people written by these seferim, these peichazim v'reikim, u'kayotze behem v'chulei. Libi d'avei v'ein b'yodi shevet moishlim l'takin. There's nothing I can do, even though I'm distressed about this, there's nothing I can do to fix it. Rak lahidia tzari b'rabim, all I can do is let the oilam know how distraught I am over the situation. Ula yichanan Hashem, ubedoyres haboim, himotze eze tikon v'yuchshru dvorai ad kan l'shoinei. So that's the end of the Lashon of the Mishnas Chachamim, quoting from the Meram Zakuto, who says that the matzav is geferlich and the Rabbanim have to take charge. Kosev Rabbeinu Chido, b'sefer Teres HaShlomim, she'nitzmad l'sifrei l'David Emes. Chido wrote a sefer on Stam, a small sefer called the David Emes, and attached to that is the Teres HaShlomim, and the Chido writes over there Noel a sefer atfila tmidas. It is appropriate for a sefer to toivel often, constantly. V'yakadish as piv mikol olu klola, and he should have a clean mouth. V'yeh l'shoinei noki. V'hamaskil ya'ayin shom v'yimtza oidvarim ramim. There are gevaldig zachen that the chidah says over there. V'ayin simen dalet sifkot n'alef, that over there the kesa says that it's also appropriate to do tshuva before commencing writing stam. Seif beis. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, u'mezuzos, shekosvon min. A Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and mezuzos, which are written by a min, we'll discuss shortly what is a min, yisrafu. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, u'mezuzos, written by a min, should be burned. Kosvon nachri, a Sefer Torah written by a non-Jew, a moiser, which is the halachas of a moiser, abruat in chayshe mishpat, shin peiches, somebody who is a malshin to the government, ay isha, ay cheresh, ay shaita, ay katan. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah is written by any of these people, a psulim, v'yigonzu, and they need gniza. Shenemar ukshartem uchsavtem. The pasuk says, ukshartem uchsavtem. V'dershinan, chazal darshan, from the pasuk ukshartem uchsavtem, kol sheyeshnei b'kshira, anybody who is involved in the mitzvah of kshira of Tefillin, yeshnei b'ksiva, is allowed to write tefillin. The kolsha einai b'kshira, anybody who is not mekayim the mitzvah of kshira of tefillin, explains the kesa she'enei muzar alea, either because they're not included in the mitzvah, oi she'enei mamin ba, or they don't believe in the mitzvah, so such people are excluded from the ability to write it. Einon b'ksiva, right? So this applies, as Chazal say, not only to tefillin, but to all stam. The kevin di alfinon la mikra, since this is learned out from a pasuk, in other words, it's a deraisa, it's not a dinder abonon, but inon sheyehei dafka godol mamish memela, it's not enough just for someone to be 13 years old, rather they have to be a godol mamish, which means the hainu shehevish de sairis la acher shehu ben yud gimel shana, which means that they have to have brought to sairis after the age of 13. Mogen Avram ve'ayin Eid B'Yehuda Simen Aleph v'shut Keser Kehuna, that over there they discuss what's the din in a case where it's a suffik. Either the Tinoik is not around and we don't know if he had Shtei Cyrus or such, so the Eid B'Yehuda and the Keser Kehuna discuss a case of a suffik. But the Keser says Avol Misveka Posel Lichtoiv Ad Sheyuvru Olav Rav Shnoisov, if we have a suffik and he's in front of us, so Avada, we won't let him write. The Noida Behuda and the Keser Kehuna are discussing a case where the Tinnik is not there anymore. The Maisel already happened. So how do we done such a case? Post facto. But Misveka, when we're still before the case and we don't know, we had Achnos Sefer Torah and there's a Tinnik there and we don't know if he's Hevishtei Cyrus, so then Posel Lichtoiv Ad Sheyavru Olav Rav Shnoisov, either he has to have achieved an age where he's passed most of his life, which is the age of 36, or we know already that he's not going to develop Shtei Cyrus because he's a Sris, which would be after the age of 20. In those cases, he would be kosher, but otherwise, we would have to wait for Shtei Cyrus. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer in Sif Cotton Beis. Shekosvon min, begitten daf mem hei amen beis, amir Rab Nachman, naktinan sefer Torah, v'hu adin tefillin u'mezuzos, k'ma shekosvon Rambam, shekosvon min, oh, so now the Kesa says, what's a min? Pirush Rashi, Yehudi she'emay mamin l'divrei Chazal. So the Kesa quotes Rashi, who says that the pirush of a min is somebody who does not believe in the divrei Chazal, yisarev, and such a person's Sefer Torah has to be burned. Why? Devade l'shem avodas elilim kosvu, because avada he wrote it for avodah zarah. It's interesting that the Kesis quotes the Rashi of Yehuda she'en emamin l'divrei Chazal as being the pirush of amin. The girsa that we have in that Rashi is that the min is someone who's oduk by avodah zarah, somebody who constantly is oduk by avodah zarah. So that would l'chayre fit better with the din of yisarev. Devade l'shem avodas Elilim Kosvu, but be that as it may, the Kesis has the Girsa of the Rashi that Yehudi she'enin mamin l'divrei Chazal. So we're dealing with a person who's not bikoris, so his Sefer Torah has to be burned according to the Kesis because he wrote it for Avada for Avodah Zarah. When we the Sefer in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, it says Sefer Torah shekosvay min al yikra boy. Because of Sham b'Sefer Ayakar Kisei Rachamim la'goin Rabbeinu Achida. Achida wrote a Sefer on Masech the Sefer, which is called Kisei Rachamim, and over there he writes v'zeh l'shaynei v'im taimer. Should one ask on this Masech the Sefer that says that if a min wrote the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed a lane from it. V'im taimer ech kol al min b'hadi inach v'al kulam k'tani al yikra boy. How can the Masech the Sefer include a min in with all these other cases of a Moser and a Nisha and a Cheresh and a Shaita, and end off by saying you can't read from such a Sefer Torah, v'hareim kosvei min yisarev. If a min is much worse, all the other ones ain't a chanami, so you wouldn't read from it, right? But a min, you have to burn the Sefer Torah. V'yesh leimer de b'raisa shalanu leinachis el l'kriya Sefer Torah. So the Chida answers that our Braisa, in other words, the Masech Seifrim, is talking specifically about the din of Kriya Sefer Torah. Ulahachi kol al kulam, so everything is included. V'kamar al yikrabay, and it says you can't read from the Sefer Torah. V'enachanami, but it happens to be true. The Yesh l'chalik v'Sefer Atzmai, the kosvay min yisarif. Regarding Kriya Sefer Torah, you can't lain regardless of who wrote it. If it was a min or a nochri or a moiser. But Einachanami, regarding the din of Sreifa, only a min would require Sreifa. V'neflesi be'enai, the Kesis, the Lishka says, it's a plia atzuma al ha'goin hazeh, mora dekula talmuda, the Chido, who was a goin adir, dekulu sifri, he knew everything. Dishta mitzay de b'talmuda didon, he forgot that in our Gemara in Gittin daf memhei amud beis, lenuscha hayashana, according to the old Gersa, be'idach b'raisa, the hasam nami, Hachi, Asni, Tani, Rebbe Mnuna, V'chulei, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Shekosva, Min. Over there in the Gemara, Min is in parentheses, which means the Kesis understands that in the original Gersa, the word Min was there. So it's not just in the Masech Seifrim, but it's actually in the Gemara. U'masar, P'sulin, Shenemar, V'chulei, right? So the Kesis is pointing out, it's not just the Masech Seifrim, but it's even in the Gemara. V'kacha, Tika, Shama, Ran, V'arosh, and the Ran and the Rosh had that Gersa. V'cheinu mitzuyin begilyan menachas membeis. And taka in menachas over there, it says tzeduki. And in the gilyan over there, it says it's not supposed to say tzeduki, it's supposed to say min. V'harami le'akasav mishnah v'perek alf me'ilchis tfilin alach yud gimel v'kosav v'zeh l'shoinei. V'af al gav d'toni apikairis hainu min ba'adayu u'bekosav apikairis amir amnachman d'yisarev. Ikale meimer da'af al gav d'leikaimelon kibraisa ba'apikairis. Even though we don't hold, like the Braisa, regarding the Epicurus, that we have to burn his Sefer Torah, b'idach kaimalan kavase, but regarding all the others brought down, the Nachri, the Isha, etc., kaimalan kavase, we hold that all their stuff is possible. Inami, the Braisa, nami, misvar, the kosa Epicurus, yisarif, helamishum divinach, leilumatzi, leminkat, yisarif, leinokat, nami, b'Epicurus. Or, because the Kesef Mishnah says, simply like the Kesis wanted to say before, that like the Chida wanted to say, that Avada will have to burn it. But since the others are not discussing the issue of burning, so it's just brought down the inyan that you have to be Gainis. Oy Isha, Gimel, a woman is not allowed to write Stam. Harambam Kosov, the Rambam says, the Isha Eina Mitzuva, B'mitzvah k'siva Sefer Torah. A woman does not have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. V'hiksha olav ha-shagasari b'simin lamed hei. Minolei ha, how does the Rambam know that a woman is not included in the mitzvah of k'siva Sefer Torah? V'afil lufi ma'ashe ma'ashma midivrei ha-rosh d'yikar mitzvah k'siva Sefer Torah u'mishum k'day lilmoid boy. The Rosh says that nowadays, why do you have to write a Sefer Torah b'chlal? The only reason is to learn from it. So according to that, if the whole reason of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is only to learn from it. Women have to know halachas. There are many dinim in the Torah that are nigeh for women. So they also have to learn Torah. So if you're going to tell me, yeah, but there are many mitzvahs that a woman doesn't have to know. With men, There are also many halachas that we don't have to know. Kagoyin mitzvahs kohanim liyisraelim. If someone's a Yisrael, so all the dinim nageya for a kohen, he doesn't have to know. So l'chayra, a man and a woman should be no different. Because of it, the ein lahavi raya la Rambam mehade paslin on isha l'ksiva sefer Torah mishum kol sheyeshnei b'kshira. Don't bring a raya to the Rambam that a woman is potter from ksiva sefer Torah because you find that a woman is possible to write a sefer Torah because she's not included in kshira, so mamela she's not included in ksiva. V'yisal g'daytach d'isha chayavis b'mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah harei hishayicha b'mitzvah zois b'tuch shir l'ksiva. So perhaps you would have a havamina that if you're going to say that a woman is chayav in mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, so she would also be kosher to write the sefer Torah. The habi mezuzah, so the kesa says, no way, the habi mezuzah chayavis u'mikol makam ein b'ksiva. By mezuzah, a woman is chayav in mezuzah, and nevertheless, she's not allowed to write a mezuzah. Bal korchach tzarech loimer, tibeinan dafka mishu b'mitzvahs kshira. So you need dafka someone who is b'mitzvahs kshira to be kosher to write the stam. V'im ken yesh loimer, after noshim chayavis b'mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah, mikol makam, kevin she'enem b'mitzvahs uksharetem, enem b'ksiva. So memela, there would be a spalt, that the women would be chayav in mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah, even though they're not allowed to write the Sefer Torah because they're not included in Kshira. L'churi yesh loymar dekevan da isha ina yechayel lichtev es Sefer Torah. The teretz would be l'chayra that since a woman can't write the Sefer Torah, u'memela degam shliach ina yechayel lasis, so memela, she wouldn't be able to make a shliach to hal kol de'iu loymatzi lemevet. Anyone who can't do a mitzvah themselves, loymatzi mevet l'shlichay, can't make a shliach to do the mitzvah for them, kedi isa b'kedushin dav samach gimel amed beis. L'chein, since a woman can't write the Sefer Torah, so Mimela she can't make a shliach to write the Sefer Torah for her, so Mimela she's going to be potter. Why? What about mezuzah? Well, mezuzah shani, the goli krol, man yerbu yamechem, the otu gabri bo yichai, noshi loy bo yichai. Chazal tell us that mezuzah, regarding mezuzah, it says that the man yerbu yamechem, that our lives are extended through the mitzvah of mezuzah. So men only need to live long and not women. Avada women also need to live long. L'chein chayeves iliknais la mezuzah v'meila. There's a special din by mezuzah that a woman is chayev to do it, as opposed to Sefer Torah. Aval ha'ikar nira k'may shekazav shama Shagas Aryeh. But the Kesa says the real reason is regarding what the Shagas Aryeh writes over there b'tchila at the beginning of the tshuva, the mishum de'ikar mitzvah k'siva Sefer Torah hu k'day lilmoid bay. The primary reason for mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah is to learn from it. V'noshim p'turis mi talmud Torah, and women don't have to learn. V'lachein p'turis mi k'siva sefer Torah. V'chein mashma b'sefer achinach, shekosav v'zeh l'shoynei, v'noyheges b'kol mokim v'kol zman, b'zcharim sheheim chayavim b'talmud Torah. V'kamoy kein lichtai v'oysa, v'loy b'nekei v'ois. So men have to learn talmud Torah, v'mele men have to write the Torah, but women don't have to learn the Torah. Ayu mashadocha shagas ayed hagam noshim chayavas biktsas mitzvahs chayavas lilmoidois, and I women have to know the halachas that are negeir to them. V'yischaibu biktsivas v'chayavas lilmoidois, and v'yischaibu biktsivas sefer Torah k'moya anoshim shagam ken. Ay, what do you do with the shagas ayed? Is taina that men and women are no different because there are many halachas that are not negeir to them. Ena mechuyavim mechol hamitzvahs l'fi aniyastaiti loydami. The Kesa says no, it's not the same. Because men, even though they're not chayiv in all the mitzvahs, ki anoshim afal bishem p'turim me'ezem mitzvahs mikol mokim, hey mechoyavim lilmoy kol ha'Torah kula. Or Yisrael, even though he doesn't have to do the mitzvahs of the kohen, but he still has to learn those halachas, it's a mitzvah talmud Torah, v'lechein ole ramya mitzvahs k'siva sefer Torah. So mamela, the whole Torah applies to every man, even though he doesn't have to be mekayim every mitzvah in the Torah. Afal anoshim hinei ha'mitzvah shem p'turis mehen, but women don't have to learn the parts of the Torah that are not applicable to them bichlal.